It's our continuing coverage of Pella High football. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Dutch head coach Jay McKinstry, Gilbert 14, Pella 7 on Friday night. Coach, thanks so much for coming up and chatting with us after an extended and well-deserved post-game tribute. Your thoughts on a very tough-fought game and fell just short in the end.
Yeah, I'm just so proud of the way our kids played, though. I mean, they played hard. Our defense played fantastic, and they just laid it out there. And they did a great job of controlling the running game. They really did. They made some big stops, and it was just fantastic the way to watch our kids compete the way they did. And I think everybody's a little disappointed that we didn't get to move the ball better than we did. You know, give Gilbert some credit. They had a good game plan against us, and they did some good things. And we just had a struggle getting the ball moving sometimes. We thought we'd be able to move the ball better than that, and throw the ball better, and run the ball better, and all that stuff. But we just got to go back to get back to work and find ways to, continue to get better, though.
Only 160 yards of offense tonight. What was the struggle, and what was Gilbert doing that probably led to some of that?
Well, they had a really good pass rush. Their front four played pretty well for them. They're creating some challenges for up front. And the reality is, 42 and 43 are extremely good.
They're
linebackers.
Dogs.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, Hawthorne gets all the attention at running back and linebacker, and he should. But 42, the Bowen kid, is really, really good. He is. We knew that coming in. You've watched him last year. In fact, he could be as good as linebacker as Hawthorne is. It's just that, he's an extremely, extremely good football player. And they gave us some troubles there. And so, you got to give them some credit because they put together a good game plan against us.
And all that said, and I'm not picking on any kids here, but it's just the reality of the situation. Harrison Mullins has a ball slip through his fingers that gives you a chance maybe to go for two and win the game. Lake Kalman drops a ball that keeps a drive alive, right? I mean, Colin throws a backbreaker at the end of the first half. There's just all these little plays that if one or two of them go the other way, we still have a chance to win this thing.
You're right. And those guys are good football players. They're out there trying to make plays. And, those are some plays that went our way earlier in some of these games this year. And they certainly obviously didn't go our way tonight. You're right. When you win it, if you're going to win a big game like this, you got to make certain plays, and those are plays probably that you need to be made. But I appreciate the guys being out there, putting forth a great effort, just got to try to get them to bounce back, and come back and learn from this. But you appreciate the guys. You're right, Bear Bryant. I told you this before many years ago, Trevor. I don't remember, but it's been years. I said, Bear Bryant always said the game comes down to about four plays. And Gilbert could say the same thing on some of their plays too. We could do that. But if you're gonna give you an opportunity, those are plays you probably you hope you can make or things that you could do differently. And those big difference maker plays.
We're visiting with Jay McKinstry. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Pella High football loses to Gilbert by a final score of 14-7 on Friday night. Let's talk about the after the fact. I mean, there was a tribute and a video and, the senior walk, which is an every year type of a thing. So maybe talk about those two things, the seniors. The season isn't over, so that's the beauty of this. But the regular season has come to a close, and there's traditions. And so what did that mean to these kids, and what happened after that mean to you?
Yeah, it's that senior walk is something special for these kids. It's a little different being here at Central rather than our Pella High Stadium, but that's the way it is this year. And it's always, I'm sure, our kids, it's hard because they just had a hard-fought loss. And so the walk's still special to them, but, so I'm sure it's a lot better if you win the game. But, just a tribute to them to thank them. And I'm so grateful for them and all that they've done over their 4 years here. And, it's a neat thing just to watch them up, their pictures up on the scoreboard up there and to do the tribute to them. And they've done a great job. You don't go 8-1 without great seniors. You just don't. It's hard. And, Lou Holtz talked about that a lot. You win championships with seniors. And I think our seniors are in a position to do that, and I appreciate them. And so, yeah, it was neat. And, I appreciate what they did for the scoreboard for this being my last year. And it's just really kind of them and somebody to do that and to hear those former players and coaches and people just to our school personnel just to say a few things. And I just hope that I'm really grateful for the opportunities I've had here, and I just hope that I can finish well here this football season yet and for the school year.
Coach, I was a 23-year-old young man when we first started working together in the fall of 2001. back in that dingy old locker room that we had at Pella High School. I probably couldn't even walk to the spot that it used to be. But it has meant so much to me over our time working together here for 20 whatever years that it's been. You and Jill had me over for Sunday dinner, second or third year we worked together. And as a 24, 25 year old kid, you know, that just meant a lot to me, to be taken in like that and to be shown that kind of love and appreciation. And I thank you for everything, Coach. This has just been an incredible journey.
Well, thank you, Trevor. You know, I think of these times like this and go like, man, I'll miss it a ton. I really will. But, you know, I really believe in praying about it a lot, and I think the time is right. And I just can't tell you how much – I've said this before to you and to Andrew and to the KNIR, KLS people, and it's like I told you my sister thinks you're one of the best announcers in the country. My mom and my sister listen to you, and they say that he's incredibly good. I said, yeah, I'm surprised he's still in Pella, Iowa, because he's that good. And you know, they enjoy listening to you and you're so good at it. And the way you've treated our football program, like I said before, you kind of make it the big time where we're at here, and it's kind of a cool experience to be part of that. I'll miss that as far as being what you guys do for us. And so, but yeah, thank you, Trevor, too, and you're welcome for all that's been all the time interactions we've had and things we've got to do. And I think about, okay, so will I get to keep seeing you, and will I keep seeing, you know, people, how will interactions be? So it'll be different, you know. So I talk to the kids, you know, like you start wondering, you know, like I won't say that, but at the same time you start wondering, like, well, okay, so where does it go from here? And like I said, I've been praying it for a long time, and I don't have any plans right now, but I'm just hoping that God will open some doors, and I'll be faithful and obedient and walk through when the time comes.
Let's not end it quite yet.
No, nope.
We're going to the playoffs next Friday night. Now the uneasy anticipation of the waiting game. We think that things are going to break, that we're going to be in one of those top two slots to get a home playoff game, but we won't officially know until next tomorrow morning, Saturday, as this interview airs on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. You could probably check it out. It's probably already up there. But just kind of first thoughts on what the playoff road might look like for the Dutch.
Yeah, I really don't know, Trevor. It depends where, you know, I don't think, even with tonight's loss, we didn't think we'd fall below 6 or 7 in the RPI. I'd probably stay around 6, we thought, depending upon how a few other teams did. And, you know, Lewis Central is real close to us, and so do they pop past us or not? I don't know. And with ADM's lost tonight, I don't think they'll I don't know, maybe they can still pass us. They were right on our heels too, but, you know, hopefully we get a whole home game. The way our kids played tonight, though, our defense played, and the way we played throughout the whole year, and the way you watch 4A football, you know, I think it's still wide open, Trevor. I still feel good about our football team. I think we got a really good football team. I think we got opportunities next Friday night, no matter where we play, whether it's on the road or here, to make some noise in the playoffs. I really do. I think we can. I think we're going to be – I think we can be in the mix. And after the nice game, I know we lost, but I'm more convinced of it. I really am. Just because I saw the way our kids competed, and we'll get back and we'll get some things done, and we'll improve and get better in some areas. But I'm more convinced of it now, and so I think we can, you know, make some noise. And I think there's a lot of teams that can. I think you're going to see a lot of games like tonight. They're going to be close. If you haven't noticed, we had a lot of close games this year. And
5 one-score games this year for the Dutch.
Yeah, it's. I think it's going to be that way as we continue forward. It's just the way it is in 4A football right now. I think it's going to be incredibly close. You know, I think that you're just going to have to play well and not make mistakes, and then hopefully, you know, you can come out on top at the end. But I think I like the position we're in, and but hopefully, you know, we'll see what happens when the parents come out.
Wherever it is, I will see you next Friday night, Coach. Enjoy the week, getting ready for another playoffs.
Sounds great, Trevor. We're excited to get to go ahead and keep playing, and I know our kids will bounce back well.
All right, final score tonight, Gilbert 14, Pella 7. Our thanks to Dutch head coach Jay McKinstry. This interview has been powered by Hy-Vee. This is our coverage of Pella High football on KNIA KRLS.